Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of our Advent series inspired by adventword.org. Today the Advent word is heal. We're reading Matthew 9, 20 through 22, and I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. We begin with mindful breathing to give our bodies and minds a chance to become quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Just then, a woman who had hemorrhaged for 12 years slipped in from behind and lightly touched his robe. She was thinking to herself, "If I can just put a finger on his robe, I'll get well." Jesus turned, caught her at it. Then he reassured her, "Courage, daughter. You took a risk of faith, and now you're well." The woman was well from then on. Just then, a woman who had hemorrhaged for 12 years slipped in from behind and lightly touched his robe. She was thinking to herself, "If I can just put a finger on his robe, I'll get well." Jesus turned, caught her at it. Then he reassured her, "Courage, daughter. You took a risk of faith, and now you're well." The woman was well from then on. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a memory or feeling comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Just then, a woman who had hemorrhaged for 12 years slipped in from behind and lightly touched his robe. She was thinking to herself, "If I can just put a finger on his robe, I'll get well." Jesus turned, caught her at it. Then he reassured her, "Courage, daughter. You took a risk of faith, and now you're well." The woman was well from then on. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Just then, a woman who had hemorrhaged for 12 years slipped in from behind and lightly touched his robe. She was thinking to herself, "If I can just put a finger on his robe, I'll get well." Jesus turned, caught her at it. Then he reassured her, "Courage, daughter. You took a risk of faith, and now you're well." The woman was well from then on. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, how precious it is to receive just a touch of your healing hand in our lives. As we go about our day today, would you draw our attention to notice those wounded spaces within us and give us the courage to reach out and invite just the merest measure of your healing that is always more than enough. We pray this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen.